And it's time for our weekly Vent Day segment. Every Wednesday at this time, we give you a chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, local marijuana dispensary bans and dealing with Russia on Ukraine. Join this conversation. Make this conversation at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the local story, Oregon's marijuana dispensary system. As of Monday, the state allowed pot dispensaries to begin registering with the state under the system created by the legislature last year. At the very same time, cities and counties are voting to either ban or greatly restrict the dispensaries. The Phoenix City Council passed a four-month moratorium on medical marijuana facilities on Monday night. Yes, the exact same day the state law went into effect. The list of local communities enacting bans, either temporary or permanent, continues to grow. At the very same time, the Oregon legislature is wrestling with whether to allow local communities to ban dispensaries. The Senate passed the bill allowing regulations but not bans. The House just yesterday sent the same bill back to committee. It passed from the Rules Committee as a bill allowing temporary bans just until the middle of next year. It ultimately gets down to this. The legislature allowed marijuana dispensaries. The federal government still says marijuana is illegal. Local jurisdictions point to the federal ban as the basis for local bans. So now it's your turn. What is the remedy for this mixture of laws and jurisdictions? Should cities and counties be able to stop dispensaries cold? How about stop them for a while until conflicts between federal and state law are resolved? Let's get your thoughts on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Our second topic is larger, globaler, more global, and thornier. How to approach the upheaval in Ukraine and the Russian invasion of the Crimean Peninsula. This reminds some of us of the Soviet movement to Czechoslovakia to break up the Prague Spring in 1968, or the much more recent Russian move into Georgia to defend South Ossetia. American opinion appears to be dividing along predictable lines between opposite poles of let sanctions and diplomacy work and get ready for a military response to punch Vladimir Putin in the nose. Where do you come down on this? Is Putin a bully or a national leader concerned about activity near his borders? What's the logical move from this point? What options do the Western powers have to dictate to Russia what it should and should not be doing in a neighboring country? Join us on the exchange with your thoughts. This is Vents Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email address jx@jeffnet.org. First up again, Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
All right, I'll vent. So on the marijuana thing, I think that eventually you can't discriminate against marijuana dispensaries. But right now we have two minds of the law. It'd probably be best to maybe just have a moratorium. The Putin thing,
mm-hmm.
I think that the way you pose the question is actually both of the above. I think that he is a guy who's thinking about Russia's, they need to get their oil and gas out of their country or else they're going to go broke. So he is worried about that because there's a big naval base right there at the edge of the Black Sea where they need to ship that stuff out. So I think that is a legitimate concern. But he is a bully. He is a murderer. He is he's everything bad that you can think of. And so from that point of view, we need to do pretty much, I think, what we're doing. We need to isolate him. We need to bring all those countries that are around him into NATO. We need to give money to Ukraine so that Ukraine can form their government that they want. And I think that he's already figured out that he may have just overshot his guns.
It's interesting to see the headlines just this morning indicating that he talks tough, but he seems to be softening the position a little bit at the same time, which is what you'd expect of Vladimir Putin. This is not a guy who ever wants to lose face on the world stage. and wants to make sure that he looks like the strongest guy in the room at all times. Probably why he gets all those pictures taken of him with his shirt off.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right, so we will see what happens from here. Thanks for the thoughts, Dennis. Good to talk to you as always. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. Today's topics are, should local jurisdictions get to ban medical marijuana dispensaries on the Oregon side? That is still a quite lively topic of discussion, both at the state and local level. The other issue is what to do about Ukraine, what to do about the fact that Russia, I almost said the Soviet Union, boy, am I an anachronism, Russia has occupied the Crimean Peninsula, which is officially part of the Ukraine, but has a lot of Russians in it, and that Russian naval base that Dennis just talked about. The story here is Putin says he has to protect Russian people and Russian interests, etc., but this is still Russian troops in a neighboring country that is not Russia. What do we do? It's not like we're going to start talking about nuclear war at this point like we might have in the old days, but what are the options here? How would you handle this situation if you were the boss? What's your advice for the people in charge? 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And here is an email from Joe in Talent. He writes, the most disturbing aspect in the whole Ukraine mess has been the Republican attack on Obama during a time when we need to show some unity. Even most of the Dems supported Bush when he took us to war in Iraq, and it wasn't until we found out he fabricated the evidence that we began to push back. Right out of the gate, the worst of the worst, Palin, Rush, and the rest of the neocons took to the air in an effort to diminish President Obama's ability to present a strong response and then blame him for not having one. Now, the usual suspects in Congress, Republican chicken hawks, and the very few military veterans there have joined in. Most disturbing has been the rhetoric from McCain, and it's obvious the world missed a bullet when he lost the race to Obama. For a man who should have a belly full of war, he should know better, and as a Vietnam vet, I am doubly ashamed. That from Joe in Talent. What do you think? What should we be doing with Russia in the Ukraine? What should we do about local jurisdictions wanting to ban or at least greatly restrict medical marijuana dispensaries in Oregon? 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Yes, I may be incorrect in this, but I believe that when George H.W. Bush was president, he promised Gorbachev that we would not expand NATO eastward, which, of course, when Clinton became president, we did. And when George W. Bush became president, we did even more. So I can understand the Russians' concern that every time somebody joins a trade agreement with the European Union that eventually, they have the opportunity to join NATO. In fact, the current government of Ukraine has even asked that NATO come and defend them. So,
which is right up against Russia's border, and it was pointed out to me yesterday.
Yeah.
How would we feel if countries that were not terribly friendly to us started doing business with Canada?
Exactly. Well, that's another thing. We don't have to worry about Canada. I mean, if you take a map of the world and put Russia in the center of it, you can see that we have them pretty well surrounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get closer and closer. Every 100 years or so, some European has showed up, knocking on the gates of Moscow wanting to take over. It's only because of the great Russian winter that they've always failed.
Right. This is something very deep in the Russian psyche and a good point to bring up. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's
thing.
Move on to Michael in Mendocino. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about Russia in the Ukraine and local controls on medical marijuana dispensaries.
Okay. Well, good morning. Well, I'd like to just point out a fact. I'm reading right out of Russian Today's website here, and they point out that amongst all the hysteria about invasion by Russia, everybody should know that there's been a longstanding agreement with the Ukraine and Russia to keep a certain amount of military forces there. So the facts are this, and I'll try to get them out as fast as possible. In 1997, amid the wreckage of the USSR, Russia and Ukraine signed a partition treaty determining the fate of the military bases and vessels in the Crimea. So Russia paid Ukraine government somewhere over $500 million, and that allowed them to keep the Black Sea fleet open until 2017. It's extended another 25 years to 2042. with a 5-year extension in 2010. Meanwhile, Moscow annually writes off almost $100 million of Kiev's debt for the use to use Ukrainian waters and environmental impacts. So the Russian troops are allowed up to 25,000 troops, 24 artillery systems, 132 armored vehicles, on and on and on and on and on.
All right, so the point being they were going to have a presence in the Crimea one way or the other.
So let's stop the hysteria and look at the actual treaties in there before anybody starts to talk about war.
All right, good plan. Thanks for that, Michael. Appreciate it. Let's go to Eric in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I guess this may be a very naive comment, but I'm wondering the value of territorial integrity when you have a population that is so divided, and whether it's time for a Louisiana Purchase, where basically they offer to sell Crimea to the Russians for an amount of money that could really help Ukraine and keep the country from being as split as it is by giving people what they want.
Which, the economic question is an add-on to this, but the bigger issue is the old one that has been expressed so many times throughout human history, which is, these are my people here. Most of them are over there, though. So the population that identifies as Russian in the Ukraine, they think of themselves more as Russian than Ukrainian, as we understand
right.
it. Yeah, so you got this situation where people end up on opposite sides of national boundaries.
Well, but you also have a situation where within Ukraine you have a region where it's predominantly Russian-oriented and at opposition to what the rest of the nation is wanting to do. So the question is, what's the value of insisting on the Ukrainian territorial integrity in terms of the long-term future of Ukraine?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting concept, though, to think about. They could just take a big cash payment and solve a lot of their economic problems in the short term, certainly.
Well, they could, and that would also free them up to take the direction that they're interested in, moving more towards Europe and avoid, basically everybody knows how expensive this whole thing is going to be. I don't know. Anyway, I just wasn't sure. Given the history of Crimea and the relationship between that population and the majority of, or at least what I perceive to be the majority of Ukrainians, whether the country's long-term future would be better off making a financial deal at this point.
All right, good question to put on the table. Thanks for that, Eric. Appreciate it. We are talking on Vince Day about what to do about Russia and Ukraine with the Crimean Peninsula. Our other topic on this Vince Day is local controls on medical marijuana dispensaries and whether there should be any level of local control. The state legislature in Oregon is still arguing about that as city after city after city continues to add to the list. It's a very long list now. Includes Grants Pass, Medford, Josephine County, Jacksonville, Phoenix as of this week. Myrtle Creek, Oregon City, a whole bunch of places in Oregon that have voted to ban or at least greatly restrict marijuana dispensaries. Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email address jx@jeffnet.org. Don and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, good morning. And for anyone interested in Russia, I would suggest two movies. One's The Russian Ark, and the other is The Italian. They're both great films, very unusual. I have friends on both sides of this. One in Rostov, which is down in the Crimea, and another who actually lives in Vladivostok.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the Ukraine, and they're completely opposite.
Right.
I don't know. It reminds me of the Philippines, where we had a massive military and strategic interest, but we actually said, okay, you can take it. We don't care. That's what we did. Also, in the matter of the Second World War, without the massive aid from us, Russia would have fallen to the Germans. There's no doubt about that. It's us who really settled their fate. And they paid us back by telling the Japanese where our fleet was to retake the Philippines. It's a mess. You can't trust the Russians, but they're great people with great music. and it strikes me. I also lived in Italy for a while, and so I speak those languages. This whole thing, I think, could be described, if you understand Italian, as Putinesque. Think about it.
Putinesque.
Anyways,
all right.
If you get that one, that's a joke for people.
Yeah, pasta okay. reference. Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate all it, right, Don. Let's go on to Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thanks. During the Olympics, I was just ashamed again of our the way we ridicule, are eager to ridicule Russians and to consider them an enemy when, in fact, they are not. And I'm on Putin's side on this thing. I feel like he has a border he has to defend. They've got all their economic flow going from this oil and gas pipelines through Ukraine. Of course he's going to step in and defend what appears to be, perhaps, a CIA-inspired plot against them. And so I think if the rest of the country were having an intelligent set of ideas coming in, as your show here is, then we wouldn't be banging the ridiculous drums of war again. The Olympics were in a warm environment where the snow was barely there, and that is the real problem confronting our world. And here we are rousing up yet another war with McCain and his type out there beating the drums again. And it's just, I vent against it.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the venting, Brad. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, real quickly, like, where have you heard the scuttlebutt about what is the autonomous regions like Native American reservations, the casinos, as far as handling marijuana products?
You stumped me there.
Because it usually is, you know, the cigarette taxes and a whole bunch of other things.
Right.
They are, you know, devoid of the county, state, even mm-hmm. federal stuff.
All right, I don't know, but thanks for bringing that up, Jim. We'll see if we can
okay.
Get that answered in a future program. Scott in Talent, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Our topics, local controls on medical marijuana dispensaries and Russia versus Ukraine.
Hi. I have nothing against the people who get real relief from suffering with marijuana. But the problem is that in the words of someone who was making an argument on NPR about 6 months ago, it seems to be a medical dead end because the FDA does not recognize plants. They recognize medications. And so I guess I don't understand why they're not doing or pushing for more research to isolate the exact chemicals that give people relief. And so for that reason, I think that many people, including myself, when they see a push for medical marijuanas, it just seems like a stealthy way of getting whoever wants to smoke marijuana, that it's really only peripherally involved in the medical aspect of it.
Right, which has been pointed out before. Thanks for that, Scott. Appreciate it. And people have said, hey, look, if you're really that serious about getting this stuff out of marijuana used as a drug, get marijuana rescheduled at the federal level so it's no longer considered of no medicinal use. That's where things stand right now. Thanks for joining us on Vince Day. Very much appreciate your comments and your listening.